This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
If you live in Austin, you know we like to do things our own way, and that includes naming our streets. But it can sometimes be confusing. For instance, shouldn't First Street be where Cesar Chavez is, parallel with all of the other numbered streets downtown? One Austin resident wanted to know, and she asked about it for our AT Explained project. So KUT's Nadia Hamdan found out.
So I'm standing outside City Hall on the corner of South First and Cesar Chavez, here to answer one of our AT Explained questions.
Why is First Street perpendicular to all the other numbered streets? And then why is Cesar Chavez where First Street should like be number-wise?
I'm going to ask around.
Are you kidding me? I've lived here for 30 years, and nothing makes any sense about streets in Austin, Texas.
It had never occurred to me that First Street was north-south and not east-west like all the rest. That's a really good question.
That was Gary Berry and Sabina Romero. That good question was asked by Jessica Wang. She's a 21-year-old Harvard University student and Austin native. She first noticed this peculiar setup when she got her driver's license.
For some reason, I just had assumed it was like third, second, first, and then Cesar Chavez. And I didn't even know what I thought the First Street Bridge was. Then when I started driving, I was just like really confused and I got lost a couple of times before I figured it out. And then since then, I was like, why is this? It makes no sense.
Let's try to make it make sense, if we can. Before we do that, we need to break the question down into two, one for each street. First is Cesar Chavez, because Cesar Chavez was originally First Street. But let's go back even further. When the city of Austin was first planned, the downtown numbered streets we know today were actually named after trees.
Pine, Hickory was 8th Street, 6th Street was Pecan Street, which is why we have the old Pecan Street Festival.
That's Mike Miller. He's the city archivist and manager of the Austin History Center. He says the city of Austin was originally 1 square mile. It stretched north from the Colorado River to what is now 15th Street. It was bordered by Shoal Creek on the west and Waller Creek on the east. At that time, the street we know today as Cesar Chavez was actually called Water Avenue, because it's near the water. That's simple enough. So when and why did the city make the change to numbered streets?
They renamed those streets in the 1880s. The exact date is not known, but between 1885 and 1889, they were transitioning from having all the streets named after trees to being named after numbers, probably to make it easier.
And that's when they changed Water Avenue to First Street. So for those of us who would expect a First Street where Cesar Chavez is, you aren't wrong. It technically is First Street, but it was renamed in 1993 to honor Cesar Chavez when he died. He was an American labor leader and Hispanic rights activist. 74-year-old Gerard Kinney is an architect. He's worked closely with the city over the years. He's also a lifelong Austinite and remembers when they decided to make the change.
Generally, I like numbered streets as a planner and architect. Still, in special cases, I think it's good to honor people whose values we support. And certainly with the large Mexican-American population we have here, I thought it was a good move for the city of Austin.
Now to the second question. What's up with South First?
South First has been South First Street my entire life since I was born. I grew up on Kinney Avenue in South Austin from, you know, the 1940s. So as far as I know, South First has always been there.
Historians and planners tell me South First was most likely named by whoever was part of expanding development into South Austin.
You know, for the longest time, you know, there was no South Austin. Yeah, there was Austin, the river, then maybe a few scattered settlements south of the river, but it wasn't part of Austin.
This can be traced back to the early 20th century. Austin historian Mike Miller says the numbered streets in South Austin, 1st through 7th, were originally plotted as part of the Bolden Addition, what's known today as the Bolden Creek neighborhood. A street map from 1919 identifies Bolden as Austin's southernmost suburb. South 1st Street is plainly labeled. So why the name?
What probably happened is when that area was annexed and brought into the city limits, the south part was added to denote that it's South 1st versus East First or West First.
And remember, at that time, Cesar Chavez was first. Not in succession, but, you know, the street. Anyway, you get the idea. So it seems Jessica Wang was right about First Street. It should be there, and it was. We just renamed it for someone who earned his place as number one. And for South First, it's just south of the river, with its own set of numbered streets. Make sense? I'll let Gary Berry answer that one.
Nothing makes any sense. You know, Highway 71 is Ben White Boulevard.
Yeah.
You know, 183 is Ed Bluestein Boulevard. 183 also changes to Research up there.
It's, we just do things our own way here.
I guess that's probably why they say keep Austin weird. It definitely is.
Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.